بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He is the Almighty. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and He has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we are continuing to learn about the diseases of the heart, and the disease which we are learning is envy. And today, inshallah, is the second class regarding envy, and the title of the class is Envy as mentioned in the Holy Quran. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about envy, hasad. In Arabic, it is a universal and it is the most unfortunate aspect of the human nature. Not only is the envious person rendered unhappy by his envy, but also he wishes evil for others. This is what is bad in relation to envy, is that the wish of the evil for others. This is the envy, actually, and the definition of envy is the dislike to see a person receiving a blessing and the desire that the envied one will lose that blessing. So actually, this is the envy, which is actually among the most destructive emotions or feelings which a man may have towards his fellow human beings. Because as we are all human beings, we are supposed to love each other and to wish good for the others. But to wish bad for the other and to wish the deprivation of the blessings of others, this means that there is a disease in the heart. Actually, last week we learned about the degrees of envy, and we learned that actually envy was in the previous nations from the stories of the Quran. Today, inshallah, we will learn the following envy as mentioned 4 times in the Holy Quran. Envy as mentioned in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, causes of envy, and we will learn a story of a pious man, a story of a man from the paradise. Inshallah, first we will learn that envy in Arabic is hasad. The word hasad was mentioned, you can fit here. No problem. Any place. The word hasad was mentioned in the Holy Quran 4 times. Okay, so now we will learn about the 4 verses of the Quran where the word hasad, which means envy in English, is mentioned. Number 1 in Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 109. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Many of the people of the scripture wish that if they could turn you away as disbelievers after you have believed out of the envy from their own selves, even after the truth has become manifested to them, but forgive and overlook till Allah brings His command. Verily Allah is able to do all things.
Actually, sister, it is the jealousy that is behind their wish to turn you away from your religion, even after the truth has been made clear to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us actually to forgive and to overlook until Allah brings His command. We will read again the same word, hasad, which is envy, from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 54. Basically, as Muslims, we must learn about, you know, when we are learning a topic, number one, we must learn where this topic is mentioned in the Quran, because this is actually the most important for us as Muslims is to learn about the Quran. الرحمن الرحيم أم يحسن الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله. Okay. Surah number 48, verse number 15. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم منهم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم، يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله، قل لن تتبعونا كذلكم قال الله من قبل، فسيقولون بل تحسدوننا، بل كانوا لا يفقهون إلا قليلا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those who lag behind will say, when you set forth to take the spoil, allow us to follow you. They want to change Allah's words. Say, you shall not follow us, thus Allah has said beforehand. Then they will say, nay, you envy us, nay, but they understand not except a little.
Actually, sister, this is related to one of the battles of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Exalted ordered the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to refuse to give permission to those Bedouins who were absent during the time of fight. And then they asked the Prophet to accompany him to get share of the war spoils. This is a punishment of Allah regarding this command, not to allow them to have any from the war spoils, and actually this punishment is similar to their errors. So they replied, you envy us as you don't want us to share the war spoils with you. Again, you know, it is the worldly enjoyment whom everyone is after it, and if you don't give the people, they will tell you envy us. Now we will learn about envy as mentioned in the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two things cannot be gathered in the heart of a believer, faith and envy. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning is that in the presence of one, for example, envy, the other must leave. You cannot have envy and faith in your heart. Actually, sister, the person who has envious heart, he lacks the true belief in Allah, as he always complains about the distributions of Allah, the distribution of Allah's blessings on his slaves. He is objecting this distribution. For example, if I am the envious person, I will be very sad regarding that, for example, Liz has a good career. I will be very upset. I will say, Liz doesn't, you know, deserve that career at all. I deserve that career. I don't know why Allah is giving her this career. Then I will have the same feeling towards, for example, the husband of another sister, towards the car of other sister. All the time I am not happy regarding Allah's distribution of His blessings. This is against the belief in Allah's decree, because as believers in Allah's decree, we must believe that Allah is the all-knower and Allah is the one who owns everything, and Allah has the wisdom and justice, and we must accept the distribution of Allah's blessings, because basically they are owned by Allah, and Allah is the only one who has the right, who has the wisdom, who has the knowledge to distribute these blessings. The envious person is objecting that distribution, and he is always sad whenever there is any human being who is having a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is opposite to what the true believer is feeling towards the blessing of Allah. Basically, if you want to be a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you must accept the distribution of the blessings of Allah to everyone, and you must believe that Allah is the one who knows how to distribute the blessings. Even if I don't understand, even if I notice that sister is bad-mannered, that sister is not helping anyone, that sister is very selfish, but oh Allah, she's having the best husband, the best kids, the best circumstances. So oh Allah, what is going on in this life? If the shaitan or iblis will whisper to me to have this feeling, I must reply, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. This is Allah, this is the all-knower, this is the owner of everything. He has the wisdom, he has the knowledge. Oh Allah, I apologize for even my intentions, and I am sure that what is going on is right. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So actually, sisters, the true believer will submit himself to the decisions of Allah. as his faith will not let him to settle this negative feeling in his heart. In conclusion, the heart of the envious person is occupied by envy, while the true believer's heart is occupied by the true faith. Inshallah, I will clarify to you the importance of the belief in the decree of Allah, the Almighty, and the belief that Allah is the only one who has the wisdom, Allah is the only one who has the knowledge. So as a true believer in His oneness, I accept all His decree regarding me and regarding all the other sisters. Sisters, we continue to learn about others of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding envy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the people will be in a good shape as long as they don't envy each other. Again, sisters, I want you to believe that envy is the seed of the tree of hatred, suspicion, and transgression. The minute you start to feel envy towards, for example, any of the sisters, okay, that minute you will start to feel that you hate her and you hate the blessings which she has, and then the shaitan, Iblis, will start to whisper to you, let us know how she had this blessing, let us follow her, let us try to deprive her from that blessings. So it will be the hatred, the suspicion, and the transgression. So the relation with between the people will always be in a bad shape, so long that one of them is feeling that the other is feeling envy towards me, you know. And actually, suppose now I have my neighbors, okay, and one of the neighbors whom she is very close to me, you know, I always feel, you know, and this is the problem, sister. This is how the relation between the people is not in a good shape through the envy, because actually, you always feel, you know, the envy in the hearts of the other people, especially the one in your close circle. For example, if you are working in a company and you feel that, you know, there is someone who is always unhappy whenever I have a good presentation. There is someone who is always unhappy whenever the director is, you know, happy with me or give me, a bonus. Okay, for example, if I have a neighbor and whenever she feels that, you know, my husband is always buying for us, you know, a lot of food, you know, and we are in a good shape, me and my husband, I always feel in her eyes that she's not so happy. And then I always feel that she's always pushing me against my husband. If I tell her, you know, today I'm very happy, my husband was nice with me, then she will tell me, you know, I don't want you to have a weak personality with him. I want you to have a very strong personality. Whatever gift he gives you, this is a sign that he is doing something bad from your bank. I am not happy at all as you are happy. You see, so she will change your mood completely. You know, this is the reality of envy. Whenever you have someone whom he is always trying, you know, to make you not to feel or to enjoy the blessings of Allah, this means that that person is having the feeling of envy towards you, and he is wishing the deprivation of the blessing which you have. Because suppose I am that wife, then I started to feel that, you know, I am not happy that my husband is buying for me gifts. Now I hate the gifts. I want the gifts, you know, to be away from me. Because a gift means that my husband is doing something in my back. You see, this is what the envious one succeeded, you know, to do with the envied one, and this is out of envy, and actually this will make the relation of the people in a very bad shape. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of envy, for verily it destroys good deeds the way fire destroys wood. This means that it destroys good deed completely. What is the meaning of this sister? The meaning of this sister, let us remember that neighbor whom she's trying, you know, to make her fellow Muslim to feel suspicion towards her husband, to treat her husband in a bad way, not to feel happy regarding his good treatment. This is actually the destruction of the good deeds. That neighbor, even if she is praying all the time, fasting most of the time, but her envy will destroy all her good deeds, because she is distributing evil on the earth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are enemies for Allah's bounties. They asked, who are they? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who envy people for what Allah has given them of bounty. What is the meaning of this, sister? Suppose today that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to one sister a very beautiful baby. Okay? What is the problem with me, you know, to be unhappy for this? This is something between Allah and His slaves. Allah wants to shower that sister with His mercy. Allah wants to give that sister a bounty. Why I am sad? Why I am not happy? Because I am the enemy of Allah's bounties. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there has come to you the disease of the nations before you, envy and hatred. This is the shaver, destroyer. I don't say that it shaves the hair, but that it shaves, destroys face. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that when someone has the envy means hatred, means the suspicion, means the transgression, okay? And all of this will shape the religion. And as we mentioned in the first hadith, that if there is envy in the heart, faith will be removed from that heart. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't envy each other, don't hate each other, don't oppose each other, and don't cut relations, rather be servants of Allah as brothers. And you know, sister, this is the most important, you know, fact related to being Muslims. Being Muslim, sisters, means that we are one. We believe in the one. We have one book. We pray at the same time. We fast the same month. So we are living the same style of life. So we must be sisters. We must love each other. We must wish the good for every one of us, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not be a true believer unless you love for the others whatever you love for yourself. Okay? And this hadith is totally opposite to the feeling of the one who has envy, because the one who has envy wishes the deprivation of the blessings of others, and he wishes that blessing will be for him. This is against the belief in Islam. The belief in Islam, sisters, focus on the fact that the most important in the human being is your heart. The most important goal for you in this life is to have a clean, pious heart. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that you will be a human being full of good. All the time you wish the good for everyone. All the time you want to see everyone happy. All the time you want to help and support others. This is the reality of being, you know, a Muslim. That is to say, you submit yourself to Allah. And when you will have that heart, as we will learn now from the story of today, the man from the paradise, you will be living the paradise in this worldly life, and you will be one of the people of the paradise. Because so long you wish the good for everyone, you will be in a high mood all the time. Your heart is clean. Your spirit is in a good shape. You have mental peace. You are focusing on your issues. Okay? And this will help your Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Immunity system to be all the time in the best shape, because stress, worry, sadness are the real enemies for the immune system. Okay? So long I am happy. When you tell me why you are happy, I tell you all praise to Allah. I agree. And I am accepting all what Allah is planning for me. Then you tell me, but Sister Mona, you are sick now. And your sister, you know whom, she's older than you by 10 years. She is having the best health. Why this is happening to you? You are not sad for this. I tell you, no, never. Never. I never ask Allah except for the good for me and all the Muslims, because this is the basic for the belief in Islam, to wish for others whatever you wish for yourself. And sisters, when you wish the good for others, you will love them. You will be all the time feeling that they are good people. I love them. I don't have anything towards any human being. And sister, you can have this feeling when you believe that this worldly life is a test. I am in the test. I don't have time to hate someone or to cause troubles for the one or to oppose someone or to transgress someone. All my time is for the sake of getting as much as I can of the good deeds so that I will be following the right path in this worldly life, and Allah the Almighty will always delight my heart with the feeling that you will be in the paradise. This feeling will all the time give you, you know, the tranquility that inshallah everything will be alright for me. My health is not good. All the sisters are having good health. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I am very happy for them, and I wish that inshallah also my health will be good. My kids are not good. No problem. And my neighbor, her son is the best student and my son is the worst student. No problem. This is part of the test of the worldly life. I am a true believer in Allah. Allah is testing me regarding that son. Inshallah, I will try my best to take care of him. But I will never feel any envy towards my neighbor, because this is none of my business. This is the business of Allah. I am a true believer that this life is run by Allah, not run by my wishes or run by my points of view. I don't have any point of view. I am just, a handful of dust. This is the most important, sister. All the time remind yourself, we are just handful of dust. No one knows when we will be below the earth. Up till now, I am above the earth. Handful of dust above the earth. But nobody knows, maybe within half an hour, I will be also handful of dust, but I will be below the earth. And this means that the test ended. Okay, my test ended. Okay, what is the meaning of that? The meaning of that, there is no time for me to do any good deeds. So, you know, sister, this is what is happening at the time of death for everyone who wastes his life, okay, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they live their life to feel envy, to cause troubles, to hate someone, to destroy the life. All the time I am, feeling that, oh Allah, I am not happy with my life. Oh Allah, I despair from your decree. Oh Allah, what is going on? No, I can't continue like this. Those people, when death will come to them, okay, which may come at any second. This is the fact which most of the people forget, People feel unhappy for long time. No, sister, hold on, you will not be unhappy for a long time, you will die soon. Okay? Why you waste your life? Why you waste your life? This is the problem. When you meet a sister, you tell her, are you happy? No, I will not. I am not happy and I will never be happy for the rest of my life. I am sorry, sister, there is no rest. There is no rest of your life. You are about to die while you are, having this despair of Allah's mercy. And this is a great sin, which inshallah we will learn about it after we will learn about this envy. Now, inshallah, we will continue here. Continue to learn about the hadith of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ regarding envy. When Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was asked, who are the best of the people? He replied, the one with clean heart and truthful tongue. They asked, we understand a truthful tongue, but what does a clean heart mean? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, answered, it is the heart of one that is pious, pure, free of sin, transgressions, hatred, and envy. As I clarified to you, sisters, it is the heart which is busy, okay, with the, busy with his own trust in this life. Okay, so I don't have time to hate someone, to transgress someone, to envy someone because I am busy with my trust. I am busy with my obedience to Allah. I am busy with my husband's relation. I am busy with my kids. I am busy with my sisters. I am busy with my Quran. I am busy with my life. All praise to Allah. I don't have time for all of this. Okay, so actually, sisters, in conclusion, envy is the seed of the tree of hatred, suspicion, and opposition. And accordingly, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the Muslims against envy and clarified its dangerous effect on the hearts of the believers and on their behavior towards each other. Now we will learn about the causes of envy. I will mention to you a story now, sisters, to clarify to you that we are born with the feeling of jealousy. Okay? But we must try all the time, you know, to control our emotions, okay, so that jealousy and envy will not send us astray. This story is that when my elder daughter was 3 years of age and I was expecting my second daughter, I tried to prepare my elder one for the arrival of the second one. I mentioned to her that the new baby will be her sister who needs her love and care as she is very small like a doll. I mentioned that the new baby will sleep most of the time, that is to say the elder will be the one closer to me and having most of my attention. So she was happy waiting for her younger sister. But this feeling didn't even last for a week when she started telling me to take the baby back to the hospital and to leave her there for good. Okay? Because she feared to lose the attention she was getting wholly to the new arrival. You see, sisters, so this means that we human beings are born with emotions like jealousy, and all we are required to do is to control these emotions. We must try to be away from these emotions by learning their motivations. Number one, the greatest love for the worldly enjoyment. You know, sisters, when you want to treat a disease, okay, you must not try to protect yourself against it only. No, you must try to be away from it completely. You must know what is the seed of that disease. The seed of envy is the greatest love for the worldly enjoyment. This is the most important factor to generate envy between people. Nowadays, the most important goals of life are the wealth, prestige, career, kids. Everyone wants to get the best of everything. Everyone wants to have the best husband, the best kids, the best car, the best house, the best career, the longest life, everything. The best for me. Okay? And because of that, we are living the race of the worldly life. We are just running in the race. When you ask someone why you are running, okay, I'm running because my neighbor is about to have a bigger house and I must also have a bigger house because my sister in Egypt is about to buy a new apartment there and I want to buy a new apartment because my son is about to marry and I want to get for him the best girl in Houston. Because I am running, we are running, all of us are running, sister, in that race because of the greatest love for the worldly enjoyment. Okay, sister, this is the competition. Okay, the competition between the people, okay, for the worldly enjoyment. And this is always clear between the people whom they have the same career, because everyone is looking to be the best in his career. This is also observed between the people of the same family, because everyone wants to be the best in the family. I want to have the best husband in my family, you know, regarding my sisters and the brothers. I want to have the best regarding all my big family also. Okay, so envy is always between the people whom they have the same career, between the people of the same family, and between the people whom they are living around you, your neighbors. Envy is always in your small circle. Okay, and actually, sisters, this is a big problem because the people in your small circle are supposed to be the source of support, love, care, compassion. But instead, okay, we change these feelings to the feeling of envy, because we are all in the race of the worldly enjoyment. This is number one motivation for envy. Number two is the love of authority. The envious is always a person who is looking to be the highest authority, so that everyone will respect him. Also, authority gives him a way to control, and the feeling that he is the leader, the most important. This person feels the envy if any member of his organization or party steps forward to take his position. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, suppose, sister, that I am the one giving the class, okay, and this means that, you know, I am the one who can choose the time for the class. I am the one who can choose the time when to start and when to end. I am the one who can tell you, sister, so and so you can read, and sister, so and so you cannot read today. So this means that I have some authority. Okay? So if I have envy in my heart, then one day a sister comes to attend the class, and mashallah, she has a lot of knowledge and she knows about the Quran. Then she asked me to participate with me in the class. I tell her, no, never. Or, if you want to participate, I will be the one to have the authority in the class. Okay? You can just be a helper to me, but I am the one having the authority. Okay? This is actually the love of the authority, which is one of the causes of envy. I will feel envy towards that sister whom she wants to have my authority, and I will try to get rid of her by any means. Why? Because of the love of authority. Love of authority is actually one form of the love of the worldly enjoyment. Okay? Number three regarding the causes of envy is enmity. Enmity is a very important cause of envy, because actually it can be a person against a person, family against a family, tribe against a tribe, or a group against a group. This can cause one to envy the successes the others achieve. Okay? Actually, sister, this is always noticed when one is hurt by someone else for any reason. Okay? So, he is angered. I will give you an example now, but let us know how the self, okay, will change because of the feeling that someone hurts my feeling. For example, if I am giving the class now, and then one sister told me, you know, in spite of the fact I am sure that, you know, this is the knowledge of the Quran, it is not my own knowledge, this is Allah's knowledge, then one sister will tell me, Sister Mona, this is wrong. Okay? You don't know. So, if I am close-minded, as most of the people, I will feel hurt. I will tell, what? I don't know. I am with the Quran for more than 20 years, and she is telling me this, whom she doesn't know anything about the Quran. You are wrong. So I will be angry. Okay? Then this anger will produce urge for revenge in my heart. Okay? So I will begin to desire harm for her. Accordingly, I will be very happy when someone will come next week and tell me, Sister so-and-so, whom she hurted you last week, she is in great hardship now, Sister Mona. Can you do supplication to her? So I am very intelligent. I will not show this in front of the sister. Yes, inshallah, at the end of the class. Because I will never do it. Why? Because I feel, oh, this is excellent. She hurted my feeling. She caused me to be angry. Allah revenge from her. You know, sister, I will consider her hardship a revenge from Allah. All of this is wrong. All what is I am explaining to you is wrong, but this is what is going on in our life between each other. Okay? Envy is now occupying my heart. Okay? And I am always happy when that sister will be deprived from her blessings. To the end of my life. Even if she comes one day and tell me, Sister Mona, I didn't mean, you know, I have clean heart. I tell her, thank you, sister. I accept your apologize, no problem. But whatever in my heart is in my heart. You see, sister, and because of this, especially, I always give my personal advice. you know, to you, because you are my dearest sisters. Don't try to make the people enemy for you. Okay? Don't try to hurt the feeling of anyone. Be very sensitive with the people when you try to discuss different point of view. When you try to object a point of view. Okay? Think it over. Try to balance the benefit. If I discuss that point, this will lead to envy between me and that sister. I will lose her forever. Okay? This is more important, or to keep the relation good between each other. And inshallah, I will try later to find a way, okay, to clarify my point of view. But to keep on hurting the feelings of others, okay, believing that this is for Allah's sake. No, this is not for Allah's sake. You are distributing the evil between the people. The hearts will be against each other. And again, sister, I want to tell you, those whom they don't fear Allah, okay, they always keep envy in their hearts forever. They never forgive. This is the problem. There are some people in our life, they can't forgive. Okay? When you tell her after 2 years, sister, believe me, I didn't mean anything, she will tell you, thank you. So you tell her, you will visit me and I will, yes, we will be friends as before, and you will never see her face. Because whatever in her heart is in her heart. So this is a reality. Okay, in our heart, so in our life. So be very sensitive for the people, because actually people now are always concealing, okay, or covering the real feelings. Okay, everyone is having a mask now. We are not sincere with each other. We are not saying the truth to each other. We are not, you know, assemble with each other. If someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, today you look very old. What is the problem? She is my sister. I am sure she has good intention. I am sure she wants me to take care of my health. You know, this is the good heart. But the bad heart, or the heart which is away from Allah, and unfortunately, if the Muslims, and I am always discuss the Muslims, if the Muslims will be always away from the Quran, just coming close to him during the month of Ramadan, just to recite the Quran for the sake of the month of Ramadan, okay, it will be very difficult for them to have clean hearts. To have a clean heart, you must be always close to the Quran. Close to the meaning of the Quran, the wisdom of the Quran, close to the reality that this worldly life is just deceiving enjoyments. I will not lose the love of Yasmin for the sake of her car. If I show her that I have some feeling towards her car, Yasmin will not like me anymore. So I will lose Yasmin. Then I will lose Red. Then I will lose Daniel. I lost all the sources of love in my life. Why? Because of this envy. This is how we are living nowadays. The worldly life is more important than the feeling of love and care for every one of us. And this is the problem which most of the people are living. They feel very lonely. They feel separated from the people. No one is caring for me. Where is the sincere love? There is no sincere love, because you don't care for the sincere love. If you care for the sincere love, forget about the worldly enjoyment of the other people. Just try to wish for them the good. Show them. Don't wait for the people to come and show you, I love you, I care for you, I feel compassion towards you, I will check about you. You go and check, have the love in your heart. Forget about the worldly enjoyment. Then inshallah, you will have everyone giving you the feeling that we love each other. The spirit is alive through the feeling of love, sisters. Nowadays, most of the people, they miss this feeling. I come to the class, but I don't feel that the sisters love me, because you don't have love in your heart. If you have love in your heart, if you have good feelings towards them, you will feel that they also have towards you feelings. And initiate the love. Check about them. Say to them nice words. Try to discuss their problems. Give them a gift. Try. Okay? Not the opposite. We are living our life the opposite. Envy, envy, envy. Then isolation, selfishness, depression and sadness, even in the same family. So, you know, sisters, you must all the time be very sensitive regarding your relation with your husband. Choose the words to talk to him. Okay? Don't say to him any word or every word. No, this is wrong. He is still a human being. Okay? And he can have a bad feeling towards you from one word. Okay? In spite of the fact you are having very good intention. But this is his nature. So you must try all the time to avoid making the people around you angry and having envy towards you. Let us read now from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 120, regarding this problem of the feelings between the people whom they hate each other and have enmity towards each other. إن الرحي إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If good befalls you, it grieves them. But if some evil overtakes you, they rejoice at it.
You see, sister, this clarifies the severity of the enmity that the envious feel against the envied one. If the envied one enjoy victory, fertile years, and support, the envious become sad, depressed, and worried. Okay? So, this is why we must always try to avoid the enmity between each other and try always to have good relations with each other. Now we will read, sister, we will know about the other causes of envy, and the second cause is pride and wonder. Pride and wonder. It is very difficult for an arrogant person to feel that someone is better than him, so he immediately feels envy towards him. For example, a wealthy individual feels upset and frustrated regarding the respect enjoyed by a poor individual, believing that he deserves to be the recipient of such admiration. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if there is, for example, a very rich Muslim. Actually, there is one of the Muslims whom he is coming to Friday prayer with Rolls Royce. Okay? Yes, in this market, I was surprised. You know, I saw the Rolls Royce here, yes. And I said, you see, you know, sisters, if most of the Muslims will know about that person, they will feel envy towards him. You see, because, you know, this once I was giving a class on Friday and I was leaving before the Friday prayer to start. Then I noticed while I'm sitting here that there is a Rolls Royce car. Then I said, a Rolls Royce, he must be a Muslim. Then I said, may Allah make it good for him. And, you know, immediately, before the shaitan will come and tell me, look how people are enjoying life. Look, Muslims are having Rolls Royce. So immediately I said, may Allah make him to be happy with his car and enjoy his car. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, assalamu alaikum. I left from the other door. Even I didn't go to look to the Rolls Royce. I don't want to see it. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless it for him. You know, sisters, so this is the problem. Suppose that very rich man will come to the masjid and then no one will give him any attention and all the Muslims, you know, are after another one. Very poor man, because he has some knowledge. Mostly those very rich people, okay, are very upset because they always feel that they are the ones whom they must be highly respected. Okay.
Mostly influential and
can you raise your voice because I am recording.
The thing is, mostly influential rich people we don't see in masajid so often.
Yes.
This is the one thing, you know, they should come on a routine basis. I know they are very busy.
Yes.
Like, but you know, make a 1 hour or 2 hours just in the name of Allah.
Yes.
Because it encourages the other people also.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes.
Mostly young people think they,
yes.
Yeah. They are blessed by Allah and they don't come to house of Allah so
yes.
often.
Yes. Actually, this is a very important fact. You know, mostly in the masjid you see or you meet, you know, not the rich people, not the very rich people, okay? In most of the masjids. And as Yasmin is clarifying, the problem is for the young Muslims. They always believe that when I will be rich like those people, I will follow them and I will not come to the masjid. Because the masjids are for the poor people whom they are calling on Allah to make them rich like those people. But those people are very rich in spite of the fact they never come. they never pray, they are not close to Allah. And I agree with her 100%.
Overall, you know, because people think they are blessed by Allah because they have so many
blessings,
things in the world. That
yes.
is good. This is a blessing of Allah. Like
yes.
she said, the God bless him. That
yes.
is good.
Yes.
Good health. But they should come, you know, on a routine basis.
Yes.
Maybe once in a month or once in 3 months
yes.
for 1 hour or 2 hours. They give big donations. That is good. Allah
yes.
bless them. But just the physical presence.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you actually, because this is what I always notice in the masjids, you know, that the very rich people, they never show. And actually once my daughter, she mentioned to me this, she told me, you know, Mona, you know, I always notice that the physicians and, you know, the very rich people, we never see them in the masjid. Why they are not coming to the masjid? Allah is the one who blessed them. Or they believe that not Allah is the one who blessed them. They are not true believers. So I tell her, no, they are true believers. No.
Yeah, they are. This is why when my daughter, when she was young, you know, like 7, 8, 10 years old, here we don't have that many rich people at that time.
Yes.
But you know, just a little, very little financial difference, not much.
Yes, I agree.
To
with
me,
you.
It was just fine. But she will. All, this
yes.
was very, very difficult. To
yes. Explain. Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. Mm. Okay. The next cause.
You're wasting your time.
That's yes. What. Yes. That's yes. Yes.
But it gives a big support in a group, like, you know, we are here 5 cents talking the same thing.
Yes.
It's very big support. Like today I came, I used to come here, I go now other masjid because that is close to, but occasionally it comes in my head, in my heart, I should go and, you know, just
yes,
once
to come
a while.
To the class,
like
yes.
it, something is urging me for no reason.
Subhanallah.
You know, and just I cannot explain it in
yes.
words.
This is Allah
but
is sending
looks
you.
Me, something is urging me, you know, for no reason. Just
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But you know, Yasmin, when you come to this class, especially this is the class of the revered sisters, you know, so it is also a support for them when they feel that, you know, the born Muslims are coming, attending with them, supporting them. You know, giving them the feeling that we are all, you know, the same Muslim, there is no difference. So I always believe in this, you know, to support, you know, psychologically. This is the most important, the revered sister. Actually, regarding the next cause of envy is the love of fame. When a person achieves a high status and position in the society, he hates to see someone other than him go ahead of him or be praised over him. So he feels envy for towards the former person. This is, you know, similar to the previous one. Actually, the last cause of envy is the evil nature of a person. Some people, even though they may not be harmed or threatened by other people's success, still they grieve when they hear about some good happening to others and enjoy in their adversities. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that, suppose I was a pediatrician, okay, and I have a neighbor whom she is a lawyer, okay? I will feel very upset when my neighbor will come and tell me today, Mona, I win, you know, a very good case and everything is all right for me. I will be very upset. But why I am upset? Her success is not related to me. We are not in the same career, okay? But I will be upset. Then next day, if I go to the clinic, then one of the patients will tell me, you know, Sister Mona, yesterday my son succeeded in the exam and he has the best grade in the SAT exam. I will be very upset. What is the problem? Why are you upset? You know, sister, why? Because this is the evil nature. This is my nature. Whenever I know that there is a blessing, you know, happening to someone, I will be very upset. Okay, this is the evil nature of some people. No one can change, you know, their nature, and they are always upset, depressed, worried, not happy, because they are all the time trying to know about the blessings of the others and also feeling upset for their blessings. Okay? There is another cause related to envy, but this is related to the envied one, not the envious one, the envied one. This cause is to show off the blessings for those who are deprived. It is the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to conceal the blessings for those who are not having similar ones, and looking forward for it. It is the way to keep the hearts in a good term. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, suppose there is a wife, okay, whom she's having a very generous husband who is giving her gifts all the time. She has a neighbor, and that neighbor is having a very greedy husband who is never giving her any gifts. If the wife with the generous husband is all the time, every day, will visit the other one and tell her, I want to show you my new blouse. It is $60. I want to show you my ring. It is $300. I want to show you my scarf. It is. Then next day she will visit her again. My husband today, he came home and he bought for me, for example, a necklace. Third day, my husband, he went out and he came home and he bought for us the best food in the market. What is the meaning of this? You are pressurizing that poor person with your blessings. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised the Muslim to conceal the blessings from those whom they are deprived of it. Okay? So if I know that her husband is very greedy, she had only two blouses and one skirt, I am not supposed to show her every day. Every day, because she is a human being born with the feeling of jealousy. She was trying to control her feeling because you are her neighbor. But if you keep on pressurizing that feeling, Iblis, Shaitan, will whisper to her that, oh Allah, may my neighbor lose all her blessings. I can't control it. Okay? Or she may lose her husband. This is the best. The source of all the blessings. You see, sister, so this is how we are stimulating the feeling of envy, okay, in the hearts of the other people when we show off the blessings for those who are deprived. Okay, so now, alhamdulillah, today we learn about envy in the verses of the Quran, envy in the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn about envy and the causes of envy. Now we will learn a story, okay, which is mentioned by Anas ibn Malik, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And actually it is said by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, and the title of the story is A Man from the People of Paradise Will Enter Now. Okay, Anas ibn Malik, he is one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad. He reported that he, Anas, and other companions were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who said, A man from the people of the paradise will enter now. Good. And a man entered with the beard dripping with water from wudu ablution and holding his sandals in his left hand. The following day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again repeated his statement, and the same man entered with water dribbling and holding his sandals. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, one companion, Abdullah ibn Amr, followed the man. Okay, one of the companions followed that man. And he said to him, I quarreled with my father and I swore I would not go to him for 3 days and night. Would you shelter me for these days? Anas said, Abdullah said that so that he can stay 3 days with the man. Okay, and Abdullah said, so that man, he accepted that companion to stay with him 3 days and night. Okay. The man is saying, Abdullah is saying, when he stayed with that man for 3 nights and for 3 nights, he didn't see him praying at night. But every time he moved and changed his position in bed, he would remember Allah saying, Allahu Akbar, until Salat al-Fajr. Abdullah said, I didn't hear anything from him but good. When the 3 nights had passed, I said, O slave of Allah, I didn't abandon my father or was I angry with him, but I heard the Messenger of Allah speaking of you on three separate occasions. The Prophet had said that a man from the people of Paradise would enter, and you entered, and you were the one to enter on the three times. So I wanted to see with you, so I followed you. But I haven't seen you doing much. So what is that you do for Allah's Messenger to say what he said about you? The man said, it is nothing more than what you saw. When it was the time to leave, the man called Abdullah back and said, yes, it is nothing more than what you saw, except that I have no place in myself for ill intentions or envy towards any Muslim and what Allah has given them. Abdullah said, this is what has made you deserving the paradise, and this is what we cannot do. Okay, sister? So I will clarify to you the wisdom behind this story and what lesson we are supposed to learn. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that man is one of the people of the paradise, this means that man will be in the paradise. So this is actually the greatest blessing from Allah. So when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sitting with his companion, he said, a man from the paradise will enter now. So a man came and the water is dribbling from his beard. This means that he just finished wudu and his sandals in his left hand. He just finished wudu. Next day, Prophet Muhammad was sitting with his companion and he said the same. A man from the paradise will come. The same man come in the same, dribbling water from his beard and having his sandals in the left hand. And this happened for the third time. So one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he decided to know what is special for that man. So he went to him and he told him, I have a quarrel with my father. Would you allow me to stay in your house for 3 days and night? The man said to him, most welcome. So Abdullah went with the man and he stayed with him 3 days and night. But he noted that man is not, doing anything very special. He is just praying the five prayers. He is not praying at night. And when he will change his position at night, he will say Allahu Akbar. He will remember Allah until he will wake up for Fajr prayer. So Abdullah, after 3 days, said the truth to the man. He told him, I don't have any quarrel. Just Prophet Muhammad said that you are one of the people of the paradise. And I want to know why you have this special, blessing from Allah. The man said, whatever I am doing is what you saw. Okay? But before Abdullah left, the man called him again. You know why, sisters? Because Abdullah saw the actions of the man. He doesn't know what is inside the heart of the man. Okay, so the man called him and told him, plus my actions, I have my heart. And in my heart, there are no ill intentions for anyone. There is no envy for anyone of the human beings. Abdullah replied that this is the reason, your heart. And this is what we cannot do. You see, sister, this is the proof that your heart is the most important. To have your heart away from envy is not an easy job at all. Sister, this is the most important. Because someone may listen to this story and say, oh, it is very simple. Inshallah, I will be one of the people of the paradise. Because I am also not praying at night. Okay, and when I change my position, I will remember Allah. No, my dearest sister, this is not the difficult issue. This is not the reason to be one of the people of the paradise. Your heart is the most important. You must focus in your heart to have a very important and difficult goal. Okay, never to have envy towards anyone. And again, sisters, so long you are part of the race of the worldly life, okay? You are participating in the race of the worldly life, okay? You will never be able to have this heart like that man. To have that heart which doesn't have envy, you must forget about what other people have. You must forget about the best of the enjoyment of the worldly life. You must have a goal in your life which is clear to your spirit and to your heart. I want to be a true believer in the oneness of Allah. I am in this life to worship Allah. I am in this life to do good deeds. I am looking for the paradise to be my final destination. If you are having this goal clear to your spirit and your mind, your life will be around that goal, and inshallah you will be one of the people of the paradise. Next week inshallah we will learn about how to protect yourself against the evil, and then in the next coming weeks inshallah we will learn about the protection and the treatment of evil, and we will learn in details about the evil eye and the ruqya. And let us make the dua. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Oh Allah.